Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 739 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Mary.
Hi, Pat. My name's Mary, and I am a college-level instructor. I'm looking to develop an ebook in a video series on a topic that my students seem to really struggle with. My question for you is, should I focus on the ebook, the video series, or both? And what platform would I use to create each of them? I really just don't know how to get started, so I'm looking for some advice on that. Thanks so much for all that you do.
Hey, Mary, thanks so much for your question. Really cool that you sort of are an instructor and you want to use these different tools to help your students. I think that's great. There's a lot of different options for you. Now, first, let me talk about ebooks. Ebooks are a great way for you to deliver content. Everybody's reading on their Kindle or reading PDF files on their computers now, which is great. Back when I started writing ebooks in 2008, not as many people were doing that, but I still was able to develop an ebook and write it and sell it, and it worked out really well. I share that entire process on how you can outline the ebook, how you can get it created, how you can market it and do all those things, the different platforms you can use to sell it or distribute it if you want to give it away for free. However you want to do it, you can check that out at ebooksthesmartway.com. 100% free. Check it out. Again, ebooksthesmartway.com. It's just been actually redesigned, that book in particular, to help you even further with the clarity on what it takes to become an ebook author. Video is also a great thing you could do. You can do very simply, Mary, just YouTube videos and creating a playlist if you wanted to give it away for free, start to build an audience, start to be able to answer questions that your students have and show them a process, for example, without you having to do too much work because you're just trying to help them out. Again, they're going to know how to watch YouTube, and YouTube is there already, and it's a platform that you can use for free to upload videos and create an account. So you can do that. Now, if you wanted it to be behind some sort of paywall or a place where people wanted to log in, one of my favorite tools to do that would be to use Teachable. And Teachable.com is really cool because you're able to set up essentially a course, which combines the videos that you're going to set up in lessons and modules and that sort of thing. Which would, in a very nice way, in Teachable, this is what they're great at, helping lead students through a process. And so different modules, different lessons, videos within each. You can add worksheets. You can add text in and around those videos. You can have resources available, too. You can have people, when they sign up, they are given access to it through a user login and a password. And then you can even keep track of who's in the course, who's taking it, who's still sitting on video number one, who's completed it, and you can even offer quizzes within that as well. So I would recommend using Teachable. If you're going to do videos, you might as well turn it into a really nice course that you can then either give people free access to, which I do on my own with my Will It Fly book. I have a free companion course, so I know how that works. It works really, really well. And I use it for lead gen, for collecting email addresses, and to better serve my reading audience by giving them videos, worksheets, links for everything that I mentioned in the book, that sort of thing. But I'm also selling a course through Teachable, and that works very well too. So however you want to structure the course or sell it, give it away for free, I still think Teachable would be a great answer for you to be able to do that for your platform. So you can check that out at askpat.com/teachable. And hopefully all that information helps Mary and gives you some ideas on and places on where to start. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. Best of luck, and I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And so my assistant will reach out to you in the next couple of weeks or so to collect your information so we could send that over to you. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. And then finally, as always, to finish off the day and the week, here's a quote from Susan Cooper. She says, engage, enlighten, encourage, and especially just be yourself. Social media is a community effort. Everyone is an asset. I love that. Take care, everyone, and I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.